There is no doubt that the past year has been brutally stressful. In South Africa, the COVID-19 pandemic is just the tip of the iceberg of what's been keeping people up at night. Counseling psychologist Dr. Ingrid Artis explains that stress and anxiety are our biological fight and flight responses at work.
When we're stressed, we typically tend to be future-oriented, which is anxiety or anger. So anger is anticipating something would work out in a particular way and it doesn't work out that way. And anxiety is fear of what the future would hold. And what happens is your nervous system gets aroused. So the part of the nervous system that's very important to always keep in mind is the sympathetic nervous system, which is a fight and flight response. And so stress is literally that. It's your fight and your flight response get activated.
With unemployment figures in South Africa at a record high, grief from loss of loved ones to COVID-19, and endless uncertainty about the future, it's no wonder that South Africans have been searching for new and fun outlets to cope with their stress. Outlets like maybe beating up electronics with a sledgehammer, or popping on some Bluetooth headphones and having a dance party like no one's watching. These awesome outlets are now on the doorstep of Johannesburg residents. We spoke to Cheryl Hudson, coordinator of Secret Sunrise, an international outdoor dance and meditation experience with offices right here in Johannesburg.
And do you find that people are turning to things like Secret Sunrise just to, as a stress reliever, you know, just to, because things, life has just got too much?
Yes, definitely. And that's always been the case. You know, it's I think since we started, we created it to experience that sort of catharsis where you can completely let go and just like be present, be in the moment, be in your body, where you know, you're not thinking about the daily grind, and like that time for yourself where you're taking just that hour is so important, and we're reflecting, we're moving, we're connecting. So it is a huge stress relief. And I think as the world, you know, has transformed in the last year, I think it's ever more important to make sure you are investing in yourself.
And then in terms for you, like the big difference in Secret Sunrises, like that you've seen before lockdown, so basically 2019 and then
Yes. Now,
I mean, what for you have been the big differences? What have you seen?
Well, I think before, you know, it was quite recreational. So people used to come, they used to dress up, they used to hang out afterwards, they used to come as much more of a social engagement. Whereas now, people come on their own. People come because they need to come. People come because it's a lifeline. It's like a breath of normality.
Dr. Artis explains how slapping on some Bluetooth headphones and just being in the moment could really help with your stress levels.
Now, it's wonderful in the sense that people are in the moment. Okay, so there's various components to what you're talking about. The one is people are literally being present and they're focusing on something very different to what they would normally be focusing on. There's actually elements of humor in this. It's an unusual thing to do, to dance with the headphones on your head and be crazy. I mean, that is breaking the stereotypical norm of our daily lives. And there's something in that I think is just very therapeutic. It's breaking that cycle, the rut. People are sick of the mundane. You know, lockdown has kept people stuck in closed spaces for extended periods of time. There's a sense of not being able to go out on adventures. And this is like a mini adventure that people are going on. It's doing something outrageous that they wouldn't normally consider doing. And it's okay. So there's that adventure aspect. There may be a social aspect to this as well. Like if it's done together with other people, now you're creating community. There's a sense of belonging. We're doing this thing together as a team, as a group. And people find meaning in that.
But what if your stress is manifesting a bit more aggressively? What if your fight instinct has come out to play and you feel anger welling up inside of you? Well, Rage Room SA has you covered with what they're calling destruction therapy.
Hit it!
That's what I'm talking about!
Wait!
Okay now, from the beginning.
Hit it, boys.
Owner of Rage Room SA, Marco Kurumba, explains how it works.
Can you explain the concept of the Rage Room? I mean, how does it work and how is it born?
Well, we offer packages where people can come choose a package and you can either go by yourself or with a friend or some friends. We give you all the weapons and we have a menu of items that you can break, and you go in there and just smash it. And destruction therapy, that's what we call it.
Do you think there's a lot of people out in South Africa who are very stressed? How stressed are we as people?
I can't speak for everyone else. I know me myself as a business owner, I'm stressed. A lot of people, I won't say that they're not stressed. A lot of people phone me and they say they're stressed and they need to de-stress and that. But when they come there, I think it's more their minds are being taken off and it's just something totally different, something new and fun for them to do.
First time rager, Margaret Arnold, explains what the experience was like for her.
So my name is Margaret Arnold. I am 43 years old and I work in financial services. I went to the Rage Room over the weekend. It was the first time I'd even actually heard about a Rage Room. Initially it was because my friend suggested it. She's had a hard time. She's been going through some personal stuff and I wanted to do it in solidarity with her, but actually I'm going through something quite similar to her in my personal life, and work has been really, really hectic. This year it started off, you know, we've started a business and it's been much more crazy than we ever thought it would be, with a lot of stress. And then of course, COVID locked our children up for another 2-3 weeks after they were supposed to go back to school. So I've had that on top of everything else. So by the time I got to the Rage Room on Saturday, I was really ready to do, you know, obviously busting up all the TVs and everything that we did. I think it's a great form of therapy. That's certainly the reason that I, you know, went to do it.
How did you feel afterwards?
So I was absolutely exhausted, and I only did it for 12 minutes. And I was sweating afterwards. It was a hot day, but also, you know, it's a full body workout. You go in there and you use every part of your body. You're throwing things, you're smashing things, but you certainly think about your situation and you just kind of focus on that, and then that sort of gives you the power to hit everything and throw things around. So yeah, so I certainly did go in there and did think about, you know, my stresses and what I was going through. And yeah, it was a great way to sort of release that. And afterwards, I felt finished, you know, absolutely finished, but good, you know, in a good way. It was a positive way.
Dr. Arthur says that beyond taking out one's aggression, the Rage Room also provides a bit of a workout that creates positive endorphins.
There are different aspects to what you're doing. Okay, on the one hand, you are taking out your frustration on something inanimate, not on other people, which is typically what people would do to release up their pent-up frustration, right? So you're not taking it out on your family, you're taking it out on something that's, you know, whether it gets broken or not is irrelevant. And the other aspect is you're literally doing physical exercise. By, you know, bashing things up in that fashion, you're physically having a workout. Like you said, you're exhausted afterwards. So when we do physical exercise, your body releases endorphins, which, you know, is that the natural morphine. And, you know, what endorphins do is it helps us to be able to handle pain. So what is pain? It's physical discomfort, right? So stress manifests itself in a physical discomfort. So you are actually helping your body to be able to cope with discomfort a bit more. Stress is actually discomfort intolerance or distress intolerance. So some people can handle more stress because the stress zone, let's say, is a little bit bigger. and other people maybe have a smaller stress zone. So you may find some people are quite comfortable with what's happening at the moment in the world, and it doesn't really bother them all that much. And it's just, you know, they have a tolerance for it.
So instead of grinding your teeth, clenching your fists, and bottling up your stress, Johannesburg residents now have a few more cool, innovative solutions to help them temporarily alleviate some stress. For Multimedia Live, I've been Paige Muller. The interviews for this piece were conducted by Sunday Times reporter Graham Hoskin.